magic number. Three. Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born three Mace Dubbin, and that's a magic number.
Hello and welcome to Zbroilfcast, the English language Zbroilfka Bono podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And I'm the Vedos co-presenter.
Vedos presents co-presenter. Yeah. Beautiful tones you're hearing underneath us are, Sam?
De La Soul.
That's right, yes.
De La Soul. Used to have a bucket, a wee thing of that underneath my sink for, you know, clogging the De La Soul.
Good. It's the magic number, because season three of Zbroilfcast.
Yeah, we're now sponsored by the UK network provider, Three, who can get you a fantastic deal on tablet, handset, or internet coverage.
You can't see it now, but it's across the front and the shoulders of my shirt. So, yeah.
It's all over your living room as well.
It is, yeah. It's now David's living room, brought to you by Three.
You've got that dancing pony in it as well.
It's brilliant. He's ways over there, though. You can't really hear the hooves. But, yes. If you hadn't noticed, that's satire, ladies and gentlemen. That's season-opening satire. So I hope you enjoyed that. Actually, also not a satire, a pony. Good. That was a Greek mythology joke.
Okay. How has this podcast survived into its third season campaign of Zbroilfka Brno, David?
Well, you would hope the first two seasons are growing pains and that this is going to improve, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so.
To be honest. Basically, apropos of that, we've got all your favourites. We've got this, we've got...
favourites.
Yeah. We've got a look back at the game against the games against Sparta and Bohemka, the two Prague games. We've got, of course, Beer of the Podcast. We've got Hot or Not. We've got a preview of the game against Zlín in a couple of weeks. We've got a different outro this week and a mild threat, which might induce you, listener, to send us some ideas. And we've also, we're also going to hear from Jakub Alexeyevich Chernin, because we haven't heard from him for a while. So all good stuff.
Let's
ready
get
to go.
Right into it.
Let's... So Sparta, is it? Tis, said Aunt Helga.
Twas, I suppose.
Twas indeed,
because it twas,
yeah.
A weekend ago.
Twas.
A grand season opener, the curtain raiser, one might say,
yes.
on the our campaign in the Fortuna semicolon Liga. Or colon.
Colon Liga.
I always get those confused.
Yeah.
All right, Fortuna, colon.
Liga.
Yeah,
There was a sort of as much fanfare as you can have for a game with no away fans and a limited number of home fans. But fanfare there was, and yes, it was looking fairly hopeful until about 3 minutes in.
Yes.
It started not well. Poor old Jutka Floda's first touch of the ball was to pluck it out the back of the net, which pretty much set the tone for the first half from then on. What did you reckon?
Overall, I made a couple of notes, and all of the notes are universally negative,
okay.
I must say, at this thing. To be honest, I think I certainly came into the match expecting to lose,
mm-hmm.
as I think you would against a team who is, who finished strongly last season, who have, to be honest, a far better squad, against a team that's been promoted and not promoted as champions either, promoted as the second best in the second league. And we'll go into the goals and things like that in a bit more detail, I'm sure. But overall, I thought that the Sparta performance against Zbroilfka was very similar to the way that Zbroilfka played against teams like Vlašim, teams like Vyšehrad, who there was just an absolute gulf in quality. You have some inexperience. You have players that aren't always comfortable on the ball, don't know how to defend sometimes, and it just came off as kind of amateurish. The first half was a massacre, I would say.
Yeah. I think amateurish is slightly unfair. I think they just looked a bit shell-shocked, to be honest. I think the same as with any team going up a level, no matter how high up you are, you know, if you're in the, you know, the eighth step of the pyramid and you go up to the seventh step, it's still a step up. And the thing that you notice as you go up the league, and the thing that for me was the most noticeable here was just they looked utterly shocked at how little time they had on the ball, which is what this league is all about. Sparta were one touch, move it, one touch, one touch, one touch. They knew instinctively where everyone else was. We were touch to control, touch to get it out your feet, look up, wallop, you've been tackled. But that was sort of what I expected, because the gulf in quality, not necessarily between the first and second leagues, because the bottom of the second league is not that good, but the gulf in quality between, as you said, the team who finished second and the team who will be challenging for the title this year, and it was our first game, was vast, and it was not unexpected.
Yeah. I mean, I can justify this comment somewhat. Actually, first of all, I do think that Sparta Prague will be challenging for the title this season. I think they've bought well. I think they've played well, and you know, it was quite interesting that some of the football sites and the news sites were potentially calling this sort of a tricky encounter, a hard first game for Sparta, a real test of that, you know.
That was never going to happen.
No. We also should point out, if you don't know the score, it was Zbrojka Brno 1, Sparta Prague 4. But I was looking through things again, and I was looking through the goals again in particular, and a couple of the goals I find actually disgraceful in some ways. One thing that I think that we both mentioned in our last episode was that the big worry in this Borjovka Brno team generally is, drumroll, defence. And I don't think that we can defend well at all. The first goal, because the first goal is basically just a ball over the top of the midfield completely. And then you have Windheim, who is completely by himself on the other side of the pitch, who then, you know, is able to advance the ball about five yards and then sort of smack it into the net. And I think that sort of did set a tone.
Sure. I'm going to come to our defence slightly here. I'm going to, play the devil's advocate side of the coin to your, you know, what is going to be a pretty negative review, I think. But our back four, not really a back four. I mean, Stepanovski, who has done well at fullback since he's been turned into a fullback. Pepe Shural, who is a fullback and was playing at centre half, a 17-year-old Endel in his only his third fourth start for the club ever, and Honza Moravets, who is a brand new signing. Yeah. So as a back four, not the most solid.
Yeah.
So there are excuses to be made. There are reasons this was a complete shit show.
I actually have this under the Bohemka bit of my notes, but I'm just going to put it in here just because I think works as well. It just says that defence without Drexa is brutal.
Drexa, who's been made captain for this season, actually, so step captaining the side for both of these both of these games. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that every week that defence is going to have to deal with the likes of Bojic, Dojkal,
and Adam Hložek.
Yeah,
who ripped us a new one. Hložek and Dojkal together
taking the. He was taking the piss, wasn't he? Like, I mean, there was that Hložek chance where he gets the ball on the side of the box, beats three players and gets a shot on target, I believe.
He also managed a backheel nutmeg at one point, which is utterly unreal.
Terrible. I shouldn't watch that. I shouldn't be watching that all the time because against my team, it's filthy. It's really good.
I had it on a loop. just a gif on a loop.
It's also the sort of thing that gets me, right, is that people... Okay, so Dojkal has had a bit of a tough time, you know, with injury, I believe. Like, I mean, he's been out for quite some time. And so on. But he's, you know, he's a threatening attacking midfielder, right? So, like, when, you know, there's a ball played through the corridor and nobody appears to know where he is, that's a concern. And then he apparently has that, you know, that's so easy that we ended up standing off him for the fourth goal. And it's things like that. There's just, like, I mean, as we'll come on to in the Bohemka game, there are other sides of our squad that I think are really quite positive and look quite good. But that defence just will give me sleepless nights unless something's done about it.
It's very makeshift for the time being. As you said, we're without Drexa, Kristufek. I don't know whether he will ever return.
I think that's gone at this point. I think that's really gone.
Juraj Kotola, I fail to believe exists at this point. I don't know what he's made of, if it's balsa wood or ice or biscuits or something, but like, yeah, I think he's done and dusted as well. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
It's about ironing out mistakes, I think, and there will be, I mean, every defence is going to make mistakes throughout the season. Every team is going to do that. What sort of concerns me is that if we are making mistakes that we recognised last season, that aren't, there's nothing getting done about them. I keep harping on about these mistakes towards the end of the season, but almost every single goal that we conceded since May has been some sort of defensive error. And when you have teams of just superb quality, as it pains me to say about Sparta Prague, you're just going to get punished and you're going to lose by 3 goals. You're going to lose by 4 goals.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I agree, but I don't want to be too hard on, on, you know, the boys who, who won't be listening to this, obviously. But, you know, so by the end of the first half, it was 4-0.
And no one in the second half.
And it was game over, basically. Like, Sparta took their foot off the pedal fairly obviously for the second half. We got one goal back.
It's a great goal.
Stepanovsky with a lovely volley, which...
only scores blinders right now, doesn't he?
We put on social media, so have a look back there. We put it up about a week ago. And it's one of the angriest hits of a football I've seen for a long time. There was one of three things going to happen. Number one, it was going to go through someone's flat window in Kralovopolo somewhere. Number two, it was going to kill Milan Hecha in the Sparta goal. Or three, it was going in the net. The look on his face is one of just pure rage as he hits it, and I very much enjoyed that. I thought that was brilliant. Yeah, and it's a hell of a hit, to be fair. So yeah, 4-1 it finished. In torrential rain as well, by the way.
It really
came down, didn't it?
Very bad. The weather. It wasn't as bad, like shades of a few seasons ago, where our first game of the season against Slavia at home, I remember, was called off for a waterlogged pitch in August. So very, very similar scenes there. But it wasn't,
That the one where Pavel nearly got killed by a tree?
Yeah, that's that one. And then when one of your former students, when you were a teacher, was basically mooning the...
Oh, yes, that was funny, yeah.
Yeah.
There was also one, my brother was over one summer and we went to a game against Sparta, actually, with Sean, and it was unbelievably, just ridiculously wet, you know, lightning over the...
Not over the Tatras.
over Kralovopolo again. And actually, on the tram up, previously, we had all been bemoaning the state of... fans who leave before the final whistle for any reason.
Yeah.
And after 60 minutes, the heavens opened. We were all in shorts and T-shirts, not me in shorts, obviously, but in T-shirts, absolutely shivering our asses off, and no one was going to be the first one to go, do you want to sack it off? No.
Yeah.
Stay until a bitter end. We're here now and we can't leave now. So, yeah. I mean, it was a game that happened.
What are we supposed to, you know, journalistically oblige here? It was a tough lesson. Oh, welcome to the top league.
Welcome to the first league. Yes, exactly. But it's done and dusted, out of the way now, onto the main business of the season.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best thing about it. Like, we only have to play them once more in a stadium that we've got 1 point in 10 years.
Not our battle, Sam. Not our battle. On my list, I have beer of the podcast next. How do you feel about that, or shall we do something else?
We can have a beer of the podcast now.
All right. Yeah, okay, let's do that. Beer of the podcast. Beer of the podcast, it is. It's my choice this week, and this is from a small pub called Oranjova in Lishen, because I went to Lishen with the boys from the Blansko Klobasa. Mm-hmm. Hello, lads.
Hello, lads.
To watch Blansko get defeated 4-1 by Li Shen. A similar 4-1, in fact.
A good game for the neutral, yes,
and another realization of why Pavel Holowska should not be allowed anywhere near a goal. But that's by the by. Today we have, this is a Polish beer.
Oh.
Oranjewa, by the way. I would recommend, from the outside, it just looks like any other random suburban crappy little one-unit pub. But they had, I think, sort of 8 or 9 interesting beers on tap. They had a huge fridge full of probably about 30, 35 different beers and a massive storeroom with them all in.
Wow.
So I would very much, if you're ever in Li Shen, I know it's a bit of a ball ache to get there, but yeah. So we have, I've got the cans down here. They're in big half-litre cans.
Yeah, we don't always have a can on the
this is
podcast,
from
do we?
Browar Bierbant, and it is called Muffy Blueberry Muffin Pastry Sour. It's 6.4%. It's proper falling over water.
Jesus. Oh no. You know, Blueberry Muffin Pastry Sour. For those who listen who know me, they'll know that I quit smoking a while ago, and
right.
Now I use the electronic cigarette and the vapes. This just sounds like a vape flavor. Raspberry muffin pastry.
Blueberry muffin.
Blueberry
pastry,
even.
Sour.
I can't even read.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a 6.4%, which also has the Czech thing, so it's a 19 degree, if you want to read it that way.
Yeah, from Peter Zikovica.
I don't know where that is.
My favorite thing on this by far is the big circle that says plus 18 and beside it just says alcohol full stop.
I mean, it's not wrong.
Can we just like just
it also says drink fresh from can on the side there, which we are not. We're drinking fresh, having decanted into glass.
I mean, I love a Polish W, by the way, like a W,
like an L with a line through
it.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
This is good.
Okay, so shall we?
I'm intrigued.
Shall we dive in?
Do you know what? I'm really pleased. Actually,
shall we dive into the muff, as it were? Good. Sorry. Yes.
All I'm going to say is that this has come at a good time because, in case this goes horribly wrong, the roadworks on Veveri have ceased and trams are now running there.
Oh, are they?
So I'm not going to have to like stumble home.
Oh, good.
A couple
well,
of
that's
miles.
Not, that's good to know then. So, right. It's very, very dark red in colour. Very dark red
indeed. I'm
seeing
if I can get anything now, because my initial smell of it, I thought it smelled something like a cross between Orangina and Turkish Delight.
It now smells slightly like gin and lemonade.
It does. Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what it smells like to me. So, think, here we go. Right, I'll go first then.
Okay.
Oh, it's sweet. Oh, it's very sweet. You can, however...
Fucking hell, David.
You can taste the pastry, though.
That tastes like a blueberry pastry.
It actually does taste like a blueberry muffin. That's unbelievable. How have they managed that? It tastes like blueberry muffin.
I have so many questions.
That's
right,
unbelievable.
Now. That is dangerous shit.
That's
though,
so
that's,
good.
Because you cannot get any sort of note of alcohol there. There's no like there's no bitterness
no.
really.
I mean, my initial shriek of sweetness.
Oh, the aftertaste as well is just like crumbs. Oh my god.
Once you've got over the sweetness, your next mouthful is absolutely fine, and that is bloody glorious.
That's
how have they
mental.
Done that?
This is just like it's going to be a 15-minute section of us going, what?
More of this sort of thing, please, brewers of the world.
This is probably the most unique one that we've had on Zbrojovcast so
Definitely.
Far. This is almost laying down a gauntlet to Mr. Pitrocha. Being
yes,
like,
Adam, if you're listening,
yeah,
get some cake involved.
Yeah, because he's got all the mad, hazy, fruity sort of session ales. So, wow. How'd you do this? You're just like, needs more cake. And you just like...
I don't know.
It's additive
but
or something, but like, it's
yeah.
mad. That is unreal.
I've already taken a photo of this, so this is going up on social almost immediately, because my word. Whoa.
It starts off like orangeade still. You have that sourness. Slightly, yeah. And then it just sort of goes into...
just cake.
That's fine. Were these... because they're, I know that they're not from the Czech Republic. Were these quite expensive cans?
No, I think they were 50 each. Yeah, I think they were 50 crowns each.
I paid
for a half litre can of very strong, imported, very delicious craft.
I'd pay that again. That's less than some of the festivals that do these weird stuff in town. Yeah. That's great.
It's really, really superb.
Wow, fantastic. I guess that we're going to have to take in a session at Oranžová then at some point.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's Beer of the Podcast. We're just going to sit here in stunned, delicious silence for a while, and then we are going to talk about what happened against Bohemka. Right then, Sunday evening, we played host to the kangaroo fans of Vršovice, yes, otherwise known as Bohemians Prague.
Yes, with an away sector.
Yes, that was nice to see, wasn't it?
Yeah, which has been winding up Sparta people on the internet, which has been good.
Good, yeah.
Well, why couldn't we come? Get it round you.
Yeah. Also, sector confusion with us as well.
Yes, so before the new rules, or some new rules regarding everyone's favourite viral disease, came in today, actually, for some stuff, but also the last few weeks. There was a change to capacities and things like that, and social distancing in football stadiums and so on. So this came in a little bit too late for the Sparta game, because tickets had already been sold, mm-hmm, and they allowed it. It did not come in too late for the Bohemians game. So when I went in...
tried to go in.
Yeah, to the stadium. I was turned away and told to go to the other entrance to use my season ticket, which is behind a big fence. So me and John saw the first 45 of this in an entirely different part of the stadium, and one that I'm not used to. And we decided to take advantage of that by going right up to the end bit beside, mm-hmm, the away fans, and basically seeing the exact opposite, you know, the angle that we watch the game in usually. And it took a phone call at security by everybody's favourite local councillor, Marek Fisher, to get us to where we belong.
Yes. Thank you, Marek. He came into the ground like 30 seconds after kickoff and looked slightly confused as to why me and Pavel were there and you two weren't. Mm-hmm. And I explained it, and he sort of went, okay. Sam, tell Sam to keep his phone on and not to move. I will make a couple of phone calls and be ready. And ready you were, because at halftime he hoiked you out somehow of your sort of, you know, bit you'd been thrown into. Yeah. And for the second half, everyone was back together and happy.
Yeah, because the weird bit actually is they didn't even scan our season tickets going into that end.
Hmm.
I had it out ready for them to beep, and I was ready for. I mean, it is not that. Can I just put out as well? This is not some great injustice. This is not the worst thing in the world. I can still go into the football, and I can still legally, you know, and enjoy my 90 minutes. Well, it's Borovka, so you should sometimes enjoy, but it's pretty much because I believe both of us have season tickets right slap bang in the middle of that fence.
Yeah,
and it's a case of a row. Which done it, because we don't use our seats. We stand at a part of the ground that we think there offers a better view, and that we can stand without annoying people. So that was happy. That was fun. Anyway, an interesting story.
However, if there are people standing there, I make it my business to annoy them. So, you know, because that's our bit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, talking of annoying,
don't you know who I am? I have a podcast.
Yeah. Oh, actually...
Shout out, yes, I know exactly what you're going
to
say.
Yeah, while we come to this, shout out to the two Slovak lads who...
outside Scala.
Before the Sparta game, we were sitting having a couple of pints outside Scala, and they sat down next to us, heard us talking for about 30 seconds, leaned across and said, excuse me, are you the two guys who have the podcast? We confirmed that we were. And I said, oh, that's great. Do you listen to it? And they said, no. But we know people who do. So we are now infiltrating the...
I don't use cocaine myself.
The fabric of daily life of Brno and Slovaks in general. So that's fun. Yeah. Anyway, Nil-nil it was.
Wrong the changes, though.
Yes, exactly.
Wrong the changes.
The starting lineup included a change in goalkeeper, Martin Schuster, coming in. I suspect that young Florida might have been injured because we saw him the day before watching the Blansko game with some of his old pals, I suppose, for Blansko. So Schuster in goal. Stepp retained his place, as did Shural. But then Chernin came in for Endel. Moravets retained his place at fullback.
No one else to do it there.
And then midfield, Vanjek, who had played 45 minutes against Sparta as a sub. Sedlak kept his place, as did Chedomak, as did Folsek. But then up front, Tonda Rusek was joined by Honza Hladik instead of Pikistal.
Yeah. Actually, I mean, it's a 4-4-2 in paper. It played like a 4-2-3-1, I thought, with Vanjek sitting really right behind Rusek for a lot of it. And sort of Hladik sort of drifting out, doing bits.
Yeah, I mean, the team sheet had Vanjek on the left wing. That was not going to happen.
He
is
going to be a central player.
Yeah, he sort of drifted around into you know, pockets of space. And Rusek, surprisingly, for somebody who is, he's a decent size, but he's not, you know, he's not big.
Yeah.
Did a very good job of being a sort of a target man. Mm-hmm. His, I sort of talked about this towards the end of last season as his speciality became in sort of ghosting into like near post-headed goals. His heading and his ball retention has really, really come on.
Yeah.
Like, it's becoming a really important part of his game now.
It's going to be incredibly hard to keep him at Zbrojovka.
It will be, yeah. So really, we have to make the most of it while he's still there. Make the most of it neither team did. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, they were both as bad as each other. I would say we edged it, but it was a lot more like top end of second division games that we played.
Yeah, straight off the bat, before I lose this as my train of thought, I think that people online that consider this 2 points dropped are absolutely delusional.
Yeah.
This is, for as long as I've been sort of around the country, that's probably the best Bohemian scene that I can result in the league that I could remember last season. They were...
Bogey team they are, aren't they?
90 minutes from Europe, let's remember as well, in that weird sort of playoff sort of thing. Had a very strong second half of the season. Admittedly a poor Mladá Boleslav, but beat them 4-0 opening day. And I thought that in terms of the chances, although the chances were reasonably even, there were two absolute howlers from Bohemians that kept us really in the game in the first half. So I don't think it's 2 points dropped at all. You're looking a bit confused.
I agree. I mean, I wanted something out of this game.
Mm-hmm.
A draw or a win. Like, a loss would have been, not for points purposes, but for morale purposes. It's nice just to get something on the board already. Because absolutely, there are three or four teams that haven't yet. So
confidence-wise, yeah.
Yeah, so I think, like, that's fine. And again, with a pretty makeshift team, to be honest. You know, I'm perfectly happy with a point from this.
I thought our midfield looked 10 times better.
Yeah.
I have a couple of thoughts as well.
I'm sure you do.
Martin Schuster, David.
Yes.
I don't think he's that good.
I don't think he is either, but imagine if Halowska had been in there.
Yeah. The biggest chance I was thinking of actually is when Schuster completely loses control when trying to take the ball at feet. Basically is left with Hronek is left with an open goal to sort of shoot at, with obviously there's Maravets as the covering defender on the post, but just somehow skies it rather than getting it on target when he has the whole goal aim at. Thought we had got off with one there. Also, what I thought was a reasonably, yes, okay, one of these annoying sort of ground shots that sort of bumps a bit, but he also just completely misreads it.
I know
and it goes
exactly
off the post.
Which one you're talking about. Yeah, he's a better option than Halowska, but yeah, I mean,
good save at the end of the first half, I'll say that was
true.
Well.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, he's fine if we play him in the cup. Like I said, I don't think he's going to be there. Like, I have no idea what condition Flutter's in, but, like, I was just assuming that he was playing there because Flutter had got some sort of knock. Because Flutter was on the bench, so I'm sure could have been used, but Schuster does not inspire confidence necessarily.
I don't know if I want to play him in the cup when I want to win the cup, but that gives a quick seg to something that I forgot to write down, which is that we have got the draw for the cup.
Yes.
We go in the second round, like most of the teams in the top flight, with the exception of Pardubice, who lost to Kladno in round one? Madness. We'll be kicking off against our friends at Slovan Rosice away, which is a lovely stadium and a lovely ground.
That's the Wednesday after Zlín, isn't it?
I believe so,
13th or 14th of September, I think.
Worth getting down to this time because you missed it last.
Yes, I did. And yeah, there's that.
One more brief thing on the game.
Yeah, go on.
I don't usually mention this at all, but I thought that Zbigniew Proske, the referee, had a very good game. I thought he allowed the game to flow. There weren't that too many tough decisions to make. I think he got all of them reasonably spot on and was prepared to let the game sort of play on rather than give out a lot of needless yellow cards, which a lot of referees seem to do. I think there was only one card each for each team, and that came, I think, in the last 10 minutes.
He's one of the more respected senior refs in the league, though, Roske.
I thought he was good.
He's decent enough. I remember something I was going to mention about the Sparta game, which I didn't because he wasn't involved. You know, Sparta have a forward from Ghana called Benjamin
Tete?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, his surname is spelled T-T-T-E-H.
Yes.
Which, in my head, I always read in a Yorkshire accent.
Tete.
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 That's all I have to say about that.
Oh, good.
I just think it's a very Yorkshire name. Tete. Right. Sorry, I just had it noted and thought it was funny. Maybe I was misguided there, I think I was. Anyway, talking of not funny and slightly misguided, we've got a story from Jakub Aleksejevich Chernin coming up right now. The continuing saga of Jakub Aleksejevich Chernin.
I'm going to have to look away for this, man.
Are you ready? What? Oh, come on.
No, I'm going to...
I could sense you slightly sort of collapsing.
I'm going to get the reacts, aren't I?
Man? All right, okay.
I hope he's out of orphanage number four now, but
he is. All right.
I'm just going to look forward to take it in.
In a village to the east of St. Petersburg lived a shoemaker by the name of Jakub Aleksejevich Chernin. He was famous not only for his skill with his leatherworking tools, but also for his prodigious appetite for alcohol. People would marvel at his fortitude, for it seemed that no matter how much he drank, he would remain upright and lucid. Foolish men had challenged him to drinking contests, and each had been dispatched with a raised glass and a smile. You're right there.
The unquenchable Chernin.
After one such ill-advised contest, and as the loser was being dragged to the horse trough by the locals in an attempt to revive him, the owner of the village pub begged a question of the stout Jakub Aleksejevich. Jakub Aleksejevich, he inquired, could you drink half a litre of vodka in one gulp? Yes, of course, smiled the shoemaker. Tell me this then, could you drink a whole litre? A challenge I'd gladly take, laughed Jakub Aleksejevich. Consider a barrel of vodka. Then, surely, that would be too much. Bring it to me, bellowed the craftsman. What about this then? Said the barman with a knowing glint in his eye. Could you drink a river of vodka? Jakub Aleksejevich fixed him with a glare. Don't be ridiculous, he said. Where would I get a large enough pickle? I'm sorry. I was.
How is Jakub Alekseevich turned into Jockey Wilson, Matt? Like,
he's a character of many talents.
I feel you were going to try and put on a hammed up Russian accent, but couldn't fully commit.
I couldn't fully commit because I was already sort of laughing because this is a scribbled attempt just before you arrived, and I couldn't get my Chernin accent out, I'm afraid. But yeah, there he is. A welcome return for Jakub Alekseevich, I feel.
It's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
An irregular, but, you know, it's like a seldom seen friend.
I think friend is pushing it. But a seldom seen mild irritant. But there he is. Jakub Alekseevich with his theme song behind him as well. So that's nice. Hot or not?
Hot or not.
If it's hot or not, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. If it's hot or not, if it is, it is all right, it's all right, it's all right. If it's hot or not, that's all right with me.
Is that the Vaccines?
It is.
It's a tribute to Vice's landfill indie.
It certainly is. That's
list.
Exactly what it is.
Good.
Yeah, that's If You Wanna by the Vaccines. In a hot or not style.
Well, ask David, for the hot or not section, well, do you really wanna? Do
da,
you?
Da, 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 da. Yes. What?
Good. I've one hot and two knots, and you've got one each.
One
I believe.
Each, yeah. I can give you a hot first.
Give me a hot.
It's a relatively serious one, but it's nice news anyway. There has been a survey or some research done into tweeting.
Okay.
And, I mean, this is fairly local, but it is quite a nice thing to see. Over the last 2 years in Liverpool, where they did the survey, they did they looked at 15 million tweets from the city of Liverpool, and there was a massive drop in anti-Muslim rhetoric and associated crimes, a 20% drop.
Good.
They tribute it to the fact that Mo Salah is there. I've actually got my number slightly wrong. It's a 20% drop in anti-Muslim hate crime and a 53% drop in anti-Muslim tweets.
Oh, good.
So that's nice,
uh-huh.
Isn't it? So
that is good.
Yeah, it shows that just, you know, people having their minds changed or seeing that.
Yeah.
So that's quite nice. I like that as a hot.
That is very good. My hot feels really shallow now.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Mick Van Buren loan deal to Cesca Budivica.
Mick Van Buren, a former president and an abolitionist. It's not him, is it?
No, it's Mick Van Buren, formerly of EDO Den Haag and Slavia Prague, who's gone on 6 months to Cesca Budivica.
Slavia Prague.
Which I think might be the best bit of business that's happened in this transfer window. And raises questions about why can't we get somebody like that?
Yeah, transfer raises new and troubling questions.
Yeah, so I think that's really good, even if it is just for 6 months, get him some game time because he's getting frozen out by some other players, I think, in the Slavia squad. So I thought that was really good.
Okay,
might have gone a bit league serious again.
Now that we're
back with the big boys.
You've got two knots.
Yes.
Give us a knot then.
Victoria Pilsen, David.
why so?
Our friends at Victoria Pilsen have had a really dreadful week.
They have had a full week.
I mean, leading until the 90 plus fifth minute against AZ Alkmaar in a game that they were supposed to lose in the Chumps League qualifying, only to then go out 3-1 after extra time, and then following it up by getting pumped off Slovan Liberec.
Yeah.
Which I think is not a good look for a team that will have Sparta Prague breathing down their necks for that at least second place this season.
Also, their opening game got a damn good scare against Opava as well.
Oh, they scored first Opava, didn't they?
Yeah.
I think, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Opava got a man sent off, and I think they collapsed after that a little bit.
Yeah, Pilsen got a penalty.
They don't look like the team that they maybe were a wee while ago. Yeah. So, Yeah, so that's the one of the knots. Anyway, right. Your knot, David.
My knot, I consider it to be a hop, but I like the most Allah thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a knot just because it's sort of pathetic, but it's also sort of hilarious.
Oh, good.
Dan Watson sent me the... I don't know if it's his signing announcement, but Spurs have signed Gary Doherty from Wolves.
Yes.
Right? Have you seen this video?
Is this the video where he's deleting tweets?
Yes, yes. Where he's deleting tweets professing his love for Arsenal, mm-hmm. right? Which, initially, you think, hey, that might be a, you know, now you've signed for Spurs, maybe that's a good angle. It's not a good angle. It's the most tiny, tiny club thing you can do. Because basically... the angle they should have spun is, we've signed Gary Doherty, he's been an Arsenal fan all his life, but he's chosen us.
Yes.
You know, we are so much bigger now, and we can compete with clubs of this size now, that Gary Doherty, lifelong Arsenal fan, has chosen to join Spurs. That's the angle you want to go at.
Mm-hmm.
What this looks like is, we are so tiny and so pathetic that we cannot even... countenance having somebody who is a fan of our rivals join our club.
Mm-hmm.
It's really pathetic and very, very funny.
It's playing up to a very specific part of football culture, which is this Twitter reply guy thing where everyone's a nonce and things called Ultimate Footy Sport Bible, you know, share these sorts of things around and use, you know, sort of like clap emoji, class from team laughing. Crying with laughing, crying with laughing, crying with laughing emoji.
Yeah, absolute class, fire.
I mean, I think that football should be open and accessible to all, but fucking hell, man. Like, sometimes there should be at least a fucking IQ policy. yeah, no, that's a really good one. Especially, actually, earlier on, did you see the Arsenal signed a youth guy called Salah?
No.
Like, his middle name's Salah or something like that. And then they gave him on the main Twitter.
I bet that is SEO-tastic.
It's all
if you if you're doing SEO for websites, Arsenal hyphen Salah hyphen signing hyphen, that is gold. It's absolute gold.
Got to bring in those clicks somehow, man.
Yeah, sweet, sweet clicks.
Yeah.
You have a final knot.
Yeah,
you'll
like this one, David. It's Vedos Arena.
Yes.
It is.
You've even slammed your notes down. You can do this without notes, can you?
It's not really about Vedos Arena, but it sort of is, right? Okay, so I have absolutely no problem with the club having a sponsor for the stadium and a renaming of the stadium for this season. None whatsoever, because we need money to stay afloat during these trying times. I even don't have too much of a problem with the... every single surface now has the word Vedos on it. I don't even know what they do. Are they a web hoster or something?
I think so, yeah.
Right, it's just absolutely
or web
everywhere.
Security or something. I don't, something to do with computers.
Fair enough. It's distracting as fuck. But B, if it's... well, it's not an arena, first of all. It's a stadion. And then second of all...
It's barely a stadion. Yeah.
If you're going to do stuff, actually make a little bit of improvement. Like, I know we're not going to be in there so long, but like... having to queue up for over half an hour to get pints when you knew more people would be there and you knew that beer shed would open again, it's still, it's like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Come on, it's now ruining my enjoyment of the game. Other people queuing for beer, of course.
Yeah.
Also, as a public service announcement, if you're going for pints and you're getting for your friends, fair enough, but don't order 15 a fucking time, man. Honestly.
Yes,
but
also.
Hold up, because you have the poor guy with the pump machine that... again, note to club, clearly doesn't fucking work. With those little dribble bits with the foam head on it,
God,
you know,
yeah.
waiting for it. And it's like, I don't know, it's just, it's not good.
Yeah. One thing I would say is that I am just really happy they haven't stuck Vedos sponsorship over those things that say Omniplast. I really like Omniplast.
You like Omniplast, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very sort of... Northern England League 2 sort of sponsor for like a bit of the ground. It's you know, it's like
you're thinking like the Evo Stick, like
or like people still having, you know, like Pucker Pies as sponsors of bits of ground, or like very kind of, you know, Smith and Sons car breakers. just on like single bits of sponsorship board. I quite like that.
Like the long-term sponsor for Falkirk for a long time, including when they were in the top flight of Scottish football, was Central Demolitions.
Nice.
You know, that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Scunthorpe having Raynham Steel on there. That
absolutely fits everything about Scunthorpe, though. When your badge has a fist holding a bar of iron and the bar of iron on it has iron iron, that's a different thing, iron emblazoned on it, you're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I know exactly where I'm from.
Anyway, here begins the campaign for Omniplast Vino. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That does not begin here, by the way. So after that bit of stadium-based ranting, shall we talk about a team who play in an absolute death trap of a stadium?
From Omniplast to Omnishambles, it's
very good.
Fast Avs Lean.
Hey! Cobblers!
Hallows Lean, you're a stupid head. Zborovka, is that you?
Yes, Cobblers, it is.
Yes.
As we take on the Shvetsi. Cobblers!
Yes, we're playing Fast Avs Lean.
That's all I've got on
after
that.
Scotland beat the Czech Republic in Israel in the Nations League. Interesting game, got a bit of history. I say history. We've played them in a couple of friendlies recently, as Lean. Mm. One of them's a battering, and one of them we came up with a 2-1 win. And yeah. Winter made them all look a bit stupid.
Yes, that was nice. I will briefly mention why I called the stadium a death trap before. It's a weird little ground. It's sort of squashed between a river and a bit of a hill behind. And if you go into the away section, they still have one of those very old school turnstiles where it is very much one person through at a time. And normally if you have those, they will swing open like on a larger hinge on exit to make like a big, you know, a larger gate to get people. That doesn't exist. If it caught fire, it would be one out very slowly at a time.
Yes.
It would be everyone onto the pitch to escape were something happening. So, you know, that worries me slightly.
Yeah.
But it's a weird ground. It doesn't match. None of it matches.
It's always a bit cobbled together, I suppose.
Hey, like, it is very much cobbled together, yes.
It's got a bit of a relic sort of feel, which I kind of like in a way. But, I mean, yeah, terribly, terribly unsafe. Can't hold European matches there.
No, exactly.
That won't worry them too much, because last season they looked like they could very easily be in a relegation playoff. I had some sort of stat somewhere which I thought was quite good. Mladá Boleslav, actually, because I was going to mention that Mladá Boleslav lost to them at the weekend. So Zlín beat them 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually Mladá Boleslav who haven't won a game after the return of football.
Yeah.
A few draws and some losses. And that's why it's maybe hard to maybe pigeonhole Zlín a wee bit and say what they're like, because they lost to Slovacko on the opening day. Slovacko look like they've got the makings of a half-decent team going, and that Mladá Boleslav team just looks like it's in absolute free fall. So who knows what's going on there. They haven't strengthened too much either, Zlín. But they've taken a centre-back, Procházka, from Ostrava, which is probably wise.
They sent a right-back to Blansko as well. Matija Hellebrandt has gone to Blansko.
And I believe, as you pointed out, maybe even in the last podcast or whatever, Ayuba Drame, which looks like a really good signing, a player who looked like he could play at a level above in last season.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely should be fine at this level, I think.
Hemmed a bit back by the rest of his squad, perhaps. He got 75 minutes against Boleslav at the weekend, so that was good. They did the same as us. They sort of changed a lot of their players and a lot of their shape compared with the first thing. So they're probably going to be in like maybe a 3-5-2 if they continue where they're going.
Right.
You've got to look out for Tomáš Poznar as well, who's in some good form, scored the last three games of last season, has won this season now. And Drammi could easily start alongside him, even though he's like more like a right midfielder. They played him more as a second striker. So that could be interesting. Mm-hmm. And what could be interesting as well is that they're a wee bit old, got a lot of late 20s, early mid 30s in their squad, and then the occasional 18-year-old.
And we're all...
We're all
scampering energy from midfield,
yeah,
aren't we?
Yeah, piss vinegar and old man Stepanovsky at the back. So,
old man Stepanovsky, what? Yeah, there he is.
Could be an interesting game, potentially a winnable game.
We're also not sure whether we will be allowed to go yet.
Yes.
As we speak, there's the Nations League break first. This game will happen on September 10th, I think. A Saturday afternoon. Yeah, and we're still not sure whether we'll be allowed to go or not, but we will keep you posted via social media. Do I hope we go? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, yeah. It'll be fun.
Because you might be able to even take us down there.
Well, I don't know, you see, at the moment.
Your nice new motor.
And, well, also, the other thing is, it's not that difficult to get on public transport.
Hello, Dave, so, got a new motor.
Hello, Dave, got a new motor. Yes, but I'm not releasing pictures of it yet because it's not registered. So, anyway, that excitement is still to come.
Yeah.
I did have somebody message me and say you should spray it Zbrojovka red. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. just before we leave on that, do you have any sort of wishes or hopes about...
Oh, plenty.
No, I mean, regarding Zbrojovka specifically against Fastav Zlín. Seeing as it's a preview bit and all.
Yeah. I would say, again, any sort of point would be good because it's our first away game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So, a bit of away game fight would be lovely. It's a bit of a derby for us, not as much as Lean had in their opening game against Slovacko. That's their big derby. But I would still, if we're allowed to, I'd like to see us take a decent following down there. I think that'd be good. Otherwise, no, I'm just sort of looking forward to getting away days going again, if that's at all possible. Mm-hmm. That's my main hope and wish for as soon as possible, really. Mm-hmm. It'd be very nice. Right, is that it? Do you have anything else? Or are we pretty much out?
I think that's us.
All right.
Leading us on to...
Yes, leading us on to... on social media, the Zbrojovka club account has started doing a section where they are putting players... like a sort of a 10-song playlist of players' dressing room tunes, right? They started with Kuba Šural this week, who I accidentally called Pepe Šural earlier. That's not true, for reasons we have gone into last year. Anyway, he published his 10-song dressing room playlist, and we decided for this season, instead of the English language song sung in Czech, which, to be honest, we're getting a bit jaded with, frankly.
Only so many.
Yeah, we need to kind of mix it up a bit. So we're going to take a non-English language one of the songs that the players have suggested as being a getter-upper, unless you, listener, send us in Czech language songs that you reckon would be interesting or fun for other, I would say, probably non-Czech language listeners to hear. So this is your chance to do something exciting with this podcast, to get involved. Otherwise, you're going to be subjected to players' choices of songs, and nobody wants that.
Do it right for a change, listener, as well. Like, because, I mean, you know, we asked you to put in jokes one of those times, no one did. We put up all the 10 best goals and you voted for the wrong one. Like, actually, you know, like, do you think this is just fun for us doing this podcast, just sitting here drinking beer and talking about football. You think that's fun? Yes. But like, do some of the legwork for crying out loud. You know, there's only so many songs I can listen to.
Also, if you are listening from a different country, if your first language is neither English nor Czech, and you feel like suggesting a sort of football-based getter-upper in your own language, be it German or Spanish or whatever, send us a link. Maybe we'll chuck it on the end, you know, as a random little, you know, little Easter egg of an outro song. So, yeah, with that to think about, we are and continue to be on all the social channels. If you come to games, come and find us at the top of the sector above the Gentleman Ultras banner.
Season ticket barrier permitting.
Yeah, season ticket barrier permitting. Come and say hello. Come on, buy us beer. That hasn't happened for a while, but we'd like that as well.
Yeah, it's been about 5 weeks now.
I know, dreadful. Otherwise, here's some Carol Gott. Thank you to Mr. Shural. And that's it from us for this week.
Bye.
Dává, jaký je právě módní trend, že jiné písně neuznává, tak dál mu schází argument. Jeden řek, vem si sako z kůže a vlasy dej víc do čela. Druhý řek, lepší budou růže, jen se mnou nic to nedělá. Zůstanu svůj a tónům stále náleží. Zůstanu svůj, na tom mi nejvíc záleží. Zůstanu svůj, ať různé vládly styly. Zůstanu svůj, mé písně nešidili. Zůstanu svůj a o nic víc mi neběží. Kompromisem všem zavděčit se podaří. Já ale vážně nadšený jsem, když se tvé oči rozzáří. Zůstanu svůj a tónům stále náleží. Zůstanu svůj, na tom mi nejvíc záleží. Zůstanu svůj, ať různé vládly styly. Zůstanu svůj, mé písně nešidily. Zůstanu svůj, a o